Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee kurup, guten tag, ciao, wee viva, katbang, half a day, jai jinendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan, from the left coast of the unlabeled, genetically mutated, McNugget Pharmaceutical Kill Vivisection Prison Killitary Industrial Core Poor Nation. And the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster bankrupt corruptocracy, democracy, criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, foodborne in the NSA, NRA, USA. Home of Uncle Sam Manella, where they sure do eat a lot of dead animal body parts, and the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death, disease, and destruction is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. And, yes, we've hit our 14th anniversary. Pretty amazing, huh? I was only vegan 17 years when this program started. Vegan 31 years now. Number one in my life. Vegan is number one. Oh, even when it comes to the Super Bowl. Believe it or not, veggies top the list of the most popular Super Bowl food. And veggies have done so, quietly, for 30 years, according to NPD Group, an independent research firm that tracks eating habits. Who would have thunk it, huh? Yeah, all right. Baby carrots and veggie trays lead the pack. So, yes, vegan number one, even on Super Bowl Sunday. Super Bowl champs for 30 years. Oh, I hear the plants rights people saying it right now. How dare you eat so many babies, right? All those baby carrots, huh? Well, I say that about all so-called animal products being consumed. Every drop of cow rape cheese on pizza, you know, ate up all the mother cow's babies. They were kidnapped. They were turned to veal or fattened to be barf, beef. Anyway, right at this minute, right at this very minute, Pizza Hut is getting orders, 1,700 orders per minute, sending out 60,000 drivers to deliver 2 million pus-covered carcinogenic pizza pies. And about 2 chickens have been killed for every American. Look at that massacre. Look at every American out there. 2 chickens killed today, pretty much, in this massacre to satisfy, you know, this nation of body eaters' demand for 1.25 billion chicken wings for Super Bowl Sunday. Can you believe that? 1.25 billion chicken wings. A massacre of 2 chickens per American for today. Eating the wings of birds seems so primitive, huh? The primitives are eating bird wings today and, you know, pounding their hands together, you know, stomping on the floor as others are grunting, moving a ball back and forth. The primitives will dip the bird cadaver into 3 popular dips, cow pus ranch, barbecue, and cow pus blue cheese. Today is the number 2 most gluttonous day of the year after Thanksgiving, with the average American consuming about 2,400 calories. The Calorie Control Council, yes, there is one, it's in Atlanta. The Calorie Control Council says at 2,400 calories today, that's the equivalent of each American eating a slice of pizza. Oh, and there's more. Okay. Oh, a slice of pizza plus 4 cans of beer, a serving of barbecue wings, one serving of fried chicken, a portion of nachos, a slice of cheesecake, a milkshake, and fries. Oh, hold the fries. I'm on a diet. It's the Super Bowl diet. The NFL is a carcinogenic bloodbath of official dairy sponsors. Why the NFL needs an official yogurt, you know, is beyond me. Well, I guess money. It has one, and holy cow, if you know, if you're a die-hard or die-easy NFL fan, you get yourself an official Dannon tumor for the team, for the league. McDonald's has been the official restaurant of the NFL. Oh, that's a class act. You want to be identified with that. You know, our official restaurant is McDonald's. Oh, again, it's money, I guess, right? McDonald's is, how embarrassing, you know, to be the official restaurant. Anyway, so this slash food abuser of animals and children, you know, stabbing animals, serving their decomposing cadavers to kids as Happy Meals, making the kids sick, destroying the environment. I guess it's not a very high bar the NFL has to qualify, you know, for an official sponsor. You know, so, but you never see the reality anyway. You know, the death on a bun is called a Happy Meal, and I don't know. I'm hating it. I'm hating the loving it commercials that pop up even when you're watching YouTube. I mean, there's no escape from McDevils there. You know, the little endearing songs that, you know, love is endless, choose lovin', and then you see it, then it says McDonald's, you know, I'm loving it. Love is endless, choose lovin', I'm loving it. I'm hating it. McDonald's is as far from love as distant, you know, as distant galaxies are from us, you know. McDonald's and love. Love is endless. Choose loving. Hey, kids, there's nothing loving about choosing McDonald's. If you love animals, run for McDonald's. You know, run for your life. You know, run for McDonald's. Run for the animals' lives, you know. I mean, choose loving. Yeah, okay, choose loving. Go vegan. That's love for animals. You know, love for animals does not mean with ketchup, you know. Love for animals does not mean, you know, paying someone to slash their throats and behead them and serve their corpses to you on a bun. You know, is that love of animals? I mean, I can see how confusing it can be. After all, the organization that's supposed to be the number one animal protection organization, what a joke, the Humane Society of the United States, well, it would be a joke if it weren't so, you know, deadly, life and death. The Humane Society of the United States was telling us this past week the way to love animals is to eat them, and HSUS offered us, you know, a coupon this week on its website for $1 off a package of Applegate Farms Good Morning Bacon. Yeah, that there it was, that coupon right on the HSUS website. Happy face and all, right after it says, you know, breakfast just got tastier. You know, breakfast just got tastier because you saved $1 on a package of HSUS approved bacon. You know, HSUS values animals so much, it's giving you $1 off a package of their flesh from, you know, murdered pigs. Good Morning Bacon. It should read Good Morning, you know, good MOURNING. Not really a very good morning for the pigs. There was a bit of an outcry over that coupon after I posted it on Facebook this week. And HSUS actually, removed it. I don't know what it is, you know, I mean, because I'm on this program for years telling people, like, why are you supporting HSUS? It has a pig farmer vice president who's really controlling policy right now. Joe Maxwell kills 50,000 pigs every year, and vegans keep holding hands with HSUS as if HSUS is one of us. It's insane, right? So, you know, you mentioned the pig farmer and you know, everything else going on. Look at the farmer outreach page on Facebook. You know, I mean, it's the meat industry. But it takes seeing that package of bacon, I suppose, with the coupon, that, you know, sometimes the visual. It's like hoofing it last year really struck a chord with people, that HSUS was sponsoring four nights of slaughter fest eating at restaurants in the Denver area, featuring a different hoofed animal every night. That didn't sit well with people. And for some reason, this dollar off package of bacon didn't sit well with people, although I don't know, is that one of Joe Maxwell's pigs or many of Joe Maxwell's pigs in that package of Applegate Good Morning Bacon? So anyway, HSUS took that coupon off its website, but that didn't prevent them from posting their Super Bowl food recommendations. HSUS invites you to, what it did was on that very same website, where you could have gotten a dollar off package of bacon as your animal rights direct action this week. HSUS invited you on its website to a slow food link. Isn't that a bit offensive that there's a category of food for people who are slow? Anyway, HSUS tells you to take up the slow food suggestion, quote, why not buy a whole chicken from your local farmer, then cut it up and serve the parts with buffalo sauce? End quote. HSUS has also provided a link to a YouTube video that teaches you how to cut up a chicken so that you can serve it. You mean her? You mean him or her? Any vegan who supports HSUS in any way is in serious need of rehab. You know, that's why we have the World Vegan Summit and Expo coming up. Seriously, if you still have any sympathy for the butchers of HSUS who pretend to be animal advocates, you really need to come to the summit. The website is worldvegansummit.com. Coming up on today's show, someone who will be speaking at the summit, Eric Weissman, the creator of Evolution, vegan dog and cat food. Gary Francione next hour on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at goveganradio.com. Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at goveganradio.com, on Twitter at goveganradio, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden on Facebook, and a couple of extraneous, useless, maxed out Bob Linden pages also on Facebook, where you can join me and be my friend in so many ways. Really, really be my best friend and come to the World Vegan Summit and Expo. You can register right now at worldvegansummit.com. And not only will we redefine a vegan movement, you know, of course, we're going to talk about the reasons why it's the current so-called animal rights movement is so bogus. And in fact, I'll talk about that next hour, more, you know, related to why we need to just, kind of ignore Well, not ignore. We need to neutralize HSUS and Mercy for Animals and Farm Sanctuary and Compassion Over Killing and Farm with all the harmful work they're doing to hurt animals, including Meatless Mondays, which I will discuss next hour. I did say that I'm going to declare war on Meatless Mondays on today's program. I will do that next hour. Of course, people got upset with the use of the word war. You know, it doesn't sound like, you know, nonviolent vegan action. Of course, it's just a war of words. It's metaphorical, you know, to express the need to obliterate, to nuke Meatless Mondays now. You know, send in the metaphorical drones because you know, the real Meatless Mondays campaign is doing so much harm to animals that, well, we'll talk about that next hour, okay? And all the reasons why we need to abandon that campaign and abandon HXU eggs and get together at the World Vegan Summit and Expo, where not only will we have the reasons why, you know, that's not the animal rights movement, that's, you know, but well, we need to have a vegan movement. But we will talk about how to, you know, get everybody to go vegan as quickly as possible. You know, dogs and cats. Eric Weissman will be talking there. He'll be coming up in a few minutes on today's program. He's the creator of Evolution, dog food and cat food. And our mighty May will also be at the summit. And then we'll be talking about how you can get more, how you can get vegan foods into the schools with Jacqueline Day, Teacher of the Year, LA Unified School District, who has some experience at that. It's just going to be an amazing three-day, once-in-a-lifetime event. Please register now at worldvegansummit.com, worldvegansummit.com. I'd like to thank Nature's Flavors for support of the World Vegan Summit and Expo. It will be there. It will have an exhibitors table, and you can go to naturesflavors.com. It's a special Valentine gift pack that you can get that includes for Linda brownie mix, gluten-free, vegan, sugar-free, organic chocolate-flavored syrup, organic vanilla extract, organic premium gourmet vanilla beans, chocolate-flavored coffee, all from Nature's Flavors, naturesflavors.com. And really check out the website. I mean, if you like to play around in the kitchen, maybe even professionally, look at what's offered by Nature's Flavors, such as black cherry super concentrated flavor powder and cantaloupe flavor oil, organic coconut flavor concentrate, organic jasmine fragrance oil. It's really, really amazing. Organic lemon essential oil. Thousands of products. All of them are vegan. Go to naturesflavors.com. Also at the World Vegan Summit and Expo, we will wake up to Select Coffee and Tea, organic coffee, S-E-E-L-E-C-T, Select Organic Coffee, Select Tea. A wonderful variety of teas from that company. So we hope you'll make it to the big event and join us there for the World Vegan Summit and Expo. It's worldvegansummit.com. And it really, you know, I mean, for example, that green ticket, that wonderful green ticket that's all meal inclusive, well, that gets you into the Friday night reception that we have going there. And, you know, this is a summit where we will laugh and we will cry. Mike Kaplan, like a world-renowned comedian, will be at the event on Friday night at the reception. So you'll enjoy him. And we'll see Maxime Ginolin's screening of Le Jugement, all happening at the World Vegan Summit and Expo. WorldVeganSummit.com. Register now. We continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com. On Twitter at Go Vegan Radio, Facebook, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Please register now. Registrations are really picking up, you know. I mean, it's, what, 7 weeks away, and more and more every day. The interest is rising. I just heard from the Los Angeles Times. It is planning its coverage of the World Vegan Summit and Expo. It's planning to have a reporter out there for the 3 days, and other media outlets are getting in touch with me. So already 7 weeks out, the most important event ever in the history of the universe taking place in Southern California. I hope that you'll be there too. You can register now at worldvegansummit.com. We're going to help everybody go vegan, you know. Animal lovers who currently eat animals, you know, we'll help you. You'll help you understand true love. Peace activists, health enthusiasts, environmentalists, children, dogs and cats. We're going to help everyone go vegan at the World Vegan Summit and Expo. And we're also there to support the vegan-only enterprises, vegan businesses, the heroes of the world who put it all on the line to produce vegan products. And we owe it to them to support what they do. We're going to have, for example, we'll have Ted Nordquist, CEO of Whole Soy, who will be speaking there. And, you know, we'll have people from Viva La Vegan and Vegans, Loving Hut, you know, so we want to show our support. In fact, Mike Weinberg of Vegan Diego, who really has dedicated his activism to support of vegan-only restaurants, will be there too, and he's doing an amazing job. He'll speak at the World Vegan Summit and Expo, as will our next guest, Eric Weissman, a doctor of health sciences, who is the creator of Evolution Vegan Dog and Cat Food. I think he has vegan ferret food also. And Eric also has a TV show that's on in 20 cities throughout Minnesota. Welcome to Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. Eric Weissman, how are you today?
Not too bad. Thanks so much for having me, Bob.
Well, thank you for being with us. And you're one of the heroes. You've given the world vegan dog and cat food. And tell us a bit about how Evolution dog food, cat food came to be.
Well, I was rescuing animals back in the 1980s. Actually, back in the 1970s, and a lot of the pets, dogs and cats that I was taking in, I thought were dying prematurely from the food that I was feeding them. And at that time, all the food that I was feeding them was animal-based. So what happened is I investigated the industry, the pet-grade food industry, and I found out that only sick animals, dead animals, and refuse parts and sewage were winding up in all pet-grade foods made in the United States, Canada, Europe, and the world, for that matter. So I thought I couldn't do anything worse by producing a plant-based pet food line, and I started manufacturing dry plant-based pet food in the late 1980s, after my investigation of what really went into pet food, and it's gotten worse. About 25 to 30% of all the slaughtered animals in the United States go into pet food production, and it's the same for Canada. Somewhere between 25 and 30% of all the tortured and slaughtered animals in CAFOs, confined animal farming operations, fish farms, etc., go into pet food in the United States. So there are a number of companies that manufacture vegan pet foods now in the U.S. and in Canada, but virtually all of them manufacture meat-based pet foods, and they kill millions of animals every day at the, you know, at their rendering operations, so that they have the meat, poultry, and fish to put in their other pet foods, which is essentially 90% of their products. You know, companies mm-hmm. like Halo and, you know, Wysong and, you know, the list goes on. Nature's well, the, Recipe.
And Dick Van Patten's brand, which...
Yeah, Natural Balance.
Natural Balance, which, you know, you look at all the bags and that, you know, it's like every species is, you know, it's kangaroo, you know, you see kangaroo in their foods and duck and it just all species is, you know, it's just all so crazy that, yeah, I know what you mean.
It's insane. It's insane. And they brainwash the public repeatedly with these commercials on TV, radio, the idiot phones. You know, and they tell people that they have to feed their dogs, cats, and ferrets slaughtered animal flesh. And nothing could be further from the truth. You know, when I first started back in the late 1980s, and I researched the essential proteins, those are the proteins that these animals require from their diet, I found out that they could be added to the food if they were missing. And there were essential proteins that were missing in the plant-based foods, and they could be derived from plant sources. Taurine is one. Carnitine is another. Glutamine is another. Lysine is another. But all of these essential proteins can be derived from plant sources, and we incorporate them in our pet food. And I can tell you that we've been doing this like for over 26 years now with dogs, cats, and ferrets. And we've had what I would call good results. We've been doing a 30-year study of how to get dogs and cats living over 20 human years of age on a consistent basis. And although I can't tell you the results of that study, I can tell you the essential proteins and vitamins and fatty acids that we're using to do that. If people just call into our office, we'll send them a list along with the concentrations. And if they're interested, they can add those to their foods. Preferably, they'll be vegan pet foods, but we put a lot of these things in our pet food now, and we've been doing it for almost two decades, and always improving evolution at petfoodshop.com, pet foods, so that we can help animals live a healthier and longer life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, really, when you think about what's in commercial dog food and cat food, I mean, it's the sweepings off the slaughterhouse floor, and, you know, it's just so unnatural. Why are all the other companies producing vegan lines, though? Why are they doing that?
Well, they're doing it for two reasons. One is to put the small, strictly vegan producers out of business. That's an obvious, you know, aspect. And then the other reason is that the vegan community is getting bigger and bigger, and more people are using vegan dog food for their pets and cat food. But I will tell you that one of the problems with trusting a non-vegan company for your dog food and or cat food is that, you know, they have an interest in not making the food as healthful as it can be because they want to promote what they sell most of, and that is, you know, tortured and slaughtered animal product pet food.
Mm-hmm. So if people can people
vegan company.
Yeah, buy from an all vegan company, which is Evolution. And again, your website?
Evolution at petfoodshop.com on Google.
Okay, well, that was an email. So petfoodshop.com, I guess, would be the website. And
Evolution at petfoodshop.com.
Oh, really? Evolution at petfoodshop.com. Shop.com. Yeah. Okay, got it now. Okay, and so what do you offer? What's the variety of you know, the scope of the foods that you offer for dogs?
Well, we offer fortified canned moist foods. We offer two flavors of dry vegan foods, and one of the advantages of buying dry vegan foods is that, you know, you can expand them by adding water, and I urge all people that are using our dry vegan cat foods to add water to them, and cats and ferrets normally need water added to their foods to help protect their kidneys and urinary tracts because they're actually designed to get water from their food or moisture from their mm-hmm. food. So it's best to add, you know, at least 50 to 75% water mm-hmm. to their dry foods, no matter what you're feeding cats and dogs and ferrets. Mm-hmm. They should all have water added to their dry foods because it's best to feed them moist food like they eat in nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also, we make cranberry treats for cats, cheesy chicken flavor cranberry chewy treats for cats. We make cranberry treats for dogs, and we make chewy sweet potato treats for dogs. And then we also make a number of different flavorings, yeast-based flavorings, to encourage dogs and cats to eat a vegan diet. And that's very important because you can have the best, you know, vegan food in the world. And, you know, if the cats or dogs won't eat it because it doesn't taste good to them, then it's all for naught. But if you, so we develop a number of different flavorings for dogs mm-hmm. and cats that you can add to the food, and we ship them out with our products. And
We need to take a break. Eric, we're talking to Eric Weissman of Evolution Vegan Dog and Cat Food. Ferret food will continue. He'll be speaking at the World Vegan Summit and Expo, as will our Mighty May, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, talking about vegan dogs and cats. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com, on Twitter at GoVeganRadio, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden on Facebook, a couple of Bob Linden pages on Facebook to confuse you even more, and World Vegan Summit and Expo, there's a Facebook page for that, and there's a website, which is WorldVeganSummit.com, where you can register and hear people such as today's guest, Eric Weissman. We have a few more minutes with him. He's a doctor of health sciences, the creator of Evolution, dog food, cat food, ferret food. And Eric, so I think a lot of people are you know, more and more comfortable with the idea of vegan dogs, but still a little questioning of vegan cats. How have results been for you over the years with vegan cat food?
Well, I can tell you that we certainly have vegan cats, you know, living as long as they would with any conventional vegan, conventional meat-based dog or cat food. And the same holds for ferrets. But I was dissatisfied with the length of time that cats were living on a conventional meat-based diet. And I'm certainly not satisfied with the time they live on a conventional vegan diet, which is equivalent to a meat-based diet in terms of what I've seen. So what I've been doing for the past 20 years or so is been studying ways that we can extend their life substantially. And some of the things that are very important, I hope that people that are listening to this program will think about this, is adding certain essential proteins in higher concentrations than they are in the conventional foods, including ours. And giving cats and dogs, believe it or not, cranberries every day, because there are two substantial studies that show that giving cranberries, and we have special cranberry chewy treats for cats and ferrets. Excuse me. And these chewy cranberry treats protect the epithelial cells inside the urinary tract from the attachment of bacteria. And by doing that, what happens is it protects the lining of the urethra and the ureters and the kidneys and also the adrenal glands from attacks by bacteria. And that's part of the problem, that these attacking bacteria circulate in the blood and they attack the urinary tract. And that's one of the reasons why so many cats die prematurely from kidney failure. But also, this has a lot to do with dogs and ferrets dying prematurely, because they also develop kidney failure, and the sequelae, or the diseases that result from kidney failure, like anemia and also adrenal insufficiency, where they're not producing enough testosterone or other vital hormones that protect the systems of these dogs, cats, and ferrets. I've also fed our dry dog and cat food to rabbits for many years, and I've gotten exceptional results with rabbits by hydrating the dry cat and dog food and feeding it to rabbits. They seem to do better because they're getting more of the proteins, the essential proteins that they need to help bolster the function of the kidneys and the liver and other vital organs, including the heart and circulatory systems.
So, and how can people get a hold of your products?
They can just call our 1-800 number, 1-800-659-0104, or they can look us up at evolution@petfoodshop.com on Google. And there's a contact there, an email contact, or they can phone us. And all people that are on this program today can get 10% off their orders. And, you know, we welcome new orders. But I want to remind people, if they're asking for the 10% off, they have to phone in their order. And that's at 1-800-659-0104.
Okay, we're out of time. We'll have to pick up the conversation at the World Vegan Summit and Expo, where you'll be speaking. Thanks, Eric Weissman, for being with us today.
Thanks so much.
Okay, it's a pleasure. Daisy loves evolution. I get it, Republic of V in Berkeley. So, okay, Daisy, you'll get some soon. Some evolution. And welcome to the second hour of Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden. We've just hit our 14th anniversary broadcasting as heard on the Air America Radio Network and CBS and Clear Channel radio stations. And now we are syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network. We're live Sundays from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific Time. You can click Listen Live at GoVeganRadio.com, where all programs are archived. You can click Donate there to make a tax-deductible donation to help us in our mission. And you can also go to WorldVeganSummit.com and register and join us at a once-in-a-lifetime, incredibly important event. So, tomorrow is another Meatless Monday. Ah, the Meatless Monday campaign. Like everything that H Eggs, U Eggs touches, turns into a catastrophe for animals. From the steel leg hole traps, I collected signatures. I was in that campaign against steel leg hole traps, but nobody knew the consequences would be that they'd be using snares, which are just as bad, right? The foie gras ban, gestation crate bans that never actually happen. Proposition 2, the rotten egg bill. They all turn out to be catastrophes for animals, and meatless Mondays are a huge failure and a disaster for animals. And, you know, I mean, if you're involved with promoting meatless Mondays, please stop. You know, I mean, I said I was going to declare war on Meatless Mondays on today's program. As I mentioned earlier, oh, people got upset that I said, you know, war, the W word, which doesn't sound like nonviolent vegan, but, you know, it is metaphorical to say, like, it's time to stop, to obliterate, to nuke, to use white phosphorus on it, metaphorically in a peaceful way. Send in the metaphorical drones because, you know, the elevated violence and death caused by Meatless Mondays are not metaphorical. As with most of the smoke and mirror solutions to animal suffering that can only be really eliminated with a population shift to living vegan. I didn't really buy into Meatless Mondays right from the start. Meatless does not mean vegan, and so I anticipated Meatless Mondays to be, you know, an egg salad sandwich and a glass of cow's milk, an egg and dairy feast, maybe even a fish feast, you know, who knows. So HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, or HEGS, and its groupie groups, Mercy for Animals, Farm Sanctuary, Compassion Over Killing, Farm, have been selling us Meatless Mondays for years, telling us, you know, the right wrong thing to do one day a week, and then giving permission, you know, to do the wrong thing to do the other 6 days out of the week. So it wasn't even Vegan Mondays because, well, there's no alliteration there. Meatless and Monday both start with M. You know, what more do you need? Meatless Mondays, you know. And, of course, vegans will think they're promoting one vegan day a week, while HEGS and its industry partners, you know, new the egg and dairy industries knew full well they had a bonanza. They can smell a bonanza because, you know, they already enjoy the so-called vegetarian bonanza, you know, those pompous dairy and egg eaters doing nothing but, you know, thinking, oh, I'm a vegetarian. I'm, you know, saying they're doing something. Maybe they're doing something for pigs, right? The pigs are thankful for such vegetarians or vegetarians or who focus their oppression only on cows and chickens. You know, vegetarians who consume dairy and eggs are basically just meat eaters with an attitude. So the butchers of HEGS and its spokeslayer, Paul Shapiro, certainly must know the consequences of their actions, which they probably don't look at as consequences. They look at them as positive results. Shapiro was on the Diane Rehm show on public radio in the Washington, D.C. area last week with Paul Sauder of Sauder Eggs, who is he's the president or chair of the American Egg Board. And what was revealed during this interview should make every animal advocate immediately cease promoting Meatless Mondays, and immediately work in opposition to it and the Humane Society of the United States. Paul Sauder of the American Egg Board revealed that egg consumption in the U.S. is at a 30-year high, and he credits Meatless Mondays for those increased egg sales. Our Meatless Mondays campaign has led to more chicken suffering, more chicken murder. In this interview, spokeslayer Paul Shapiro says that Californians passed Proposition 2 for food safety issues. That's totally out of the blue. That was never a concern. consideration. Why would eggs be considered safe by an animal advocacy group? What would Dr. Greger have to say? He's with HSUS. Safe eggs? So Paul Shapiro praised his business partner, Souder, the egg man, because he said he has a cage-free operation, which Shapiro calls a better direction, higher welfare, important improvements in welfare. He has this fantasy that chickens can walk around and spread their wings and perch. This is all a fantasy from spokesliar, delusional Paul Shapiro, while promoting cage-free. So Shapiro also complimented the egg bill and its battery cages while he's talking about the support of cage-free. Oh, so anyway, when I say HSUS is partners with the egg industry, you know, it's pretty obvious with what was said in this interview. So listen to what Paul Souder of Souder Eggs says of his business relationship with HSUS.
We work with HSUS together. If they have an account that is looking for cage-free eggs, they come to us and we supply them with the cage-free eggs.
So, there you have it. HSUS, do you believe what you're hearing here? Okay, so the Eggman says he works with the Eggmen of HSUS. If they have an account that's looking for cage-free eggs, they come to us and we supply them with cage-free eggs. So HSUS is obviously in the egg business, it promotes Meatless Mondays. Why? Which, well, that's led to a 30-year high in egg consumption, 264 eggs per person, as we hear from Paul Souder again.
The consumption for individual consumption in the United States, we're at an all-time 30-year high of about 264 eggs per person in the United States. So, like I say, that's a 30-year high. And it's all due to this whole demand for protein that the consumers are looking to get, and the fact that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Back to that other question about the meatless, one of the reasons why the egg industry in demand is going up is because a lot of the families, like one day a week, are having meatless dinners and are substituting eggs for that meatless meal. So that's another good reason why the egg consumption is going up in this country.
So HSUS is in the egg ordering business. And HSUS, through its Meatless Mondays campaign and all the other groups who followed suit with HSUS, its groupie groups, Mercy for Animals and Farm Sanctuary, Compassion Over Killing, and Farm, have now given us a 30-year high in egg consumption, 264 eggs per person, thanks to Meatless Mondays, which people did not translate into vegan Mondays. It's just, we'll have eggs instead. So there you have it. I don't know how anybody could continue to work on Meatless Mondays when you have an industry spokesperson. I'm not talking about Paul Shapiro, egg industry spokesperson. I'm talking about Paul Souder, the Egg Council, telling us that Meatless Mondays is responsible for a 30-year high in egg consumption, and that's what people are eating on those Mondays. They're eating eggs. So there are people who wanted to debate me about my declaring war on Meatless Mondays. What do you have to say? What do you have to say? We are causing it. It's and how can HSUS not anticipate this? How can they not know it? Plus, all of these groups are selling us the word vegetarian, so it makes it quite easy for people to eat those eggs and feel that they're doing something. These groups aren't telling us to go vegan. They're telling us to go vegetarian. Now, that word has been totally compromised, unfortunately. You know, unfortunately for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, which is you know, promotes veganism, but has been attached to the word for so long, and Vegetarian House, like one of the best vegan restaurants in the world. I recommended it to somebody yesterday. I said, oh man, when you're in San Jose, you got to go to Vegetarian House. He said, no, I don't want to go to those places that have, you know, eggs or dairy. You know, they manage to kind of get it in everything, you know. So, I mean, that word is totally compromised right now. And by the animal rights groups telling you to go vegetarian and to participate in Meatless Mondays, well, we've all become egg salesmen, haven't we? We were egg salesmen with when we supported, well, now I didn't support it, when HSUS and its followers, MFA, Farm Sanctuary, Compassion Over Killing, Farm, everybody was into the Egg Products Inspection Act amendments, which put chickens into small battery cages. They're called enriched cages. See, it's all smoke and mirrors. We call them enriched, but they're the cages that these groups used to campaign against. Now they campaign for them, and look at the results. Okay, so let's put another nail in the coffin on Meatless Mondays. Let's get together and create a vegan movement. Let's go to the World Vegan Summit and Expo, March 20, 21, and 22, Marina Del Rey Marriott. Register now at worldvegansummit.com. It's Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com. Twitter at GoVeganRadio, GoVeganRadio with Bob Linden. On Facebook, two Bob Linden pages also on Facebook, so that I can do everything in triplicate, quadruplicate, pentuplicate, whatever. So, oh, and please, Vegetarian House in San Jose, it's a great vegan restaurant. There's not a bit of dairy there. No eggs, no cheese, you know, no. So, and by the way, if you're in the Bay Area, well, it's at 520 East Santa Clara Street, vegetarianhouse.us. Vegetarian House caters and can make your next event, social event, business event, really special. If you're getting married, have great food from Vegetarian House, vegetarianhouse.us. And also, wherever you are in the U.S., there's no excuse. You can go vegan. The folks from Greenlight Meals will be at the World Vegan Summit and Expo. Also, they'll have an exhibitor table at the Expo, which is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting 10 a.m. All 3 days. You can go to greenlitemeals.com, greenlitemeals.com. Have vegan breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, smoothies, foods the kids will love, desserts, all delivered directly to your door. And, yeah, please do register now for the World Vegan Summit and Expo. We really look forward to seeing you there. Go to worldvegansummit.com and look at the details of what we're doing there, the value you get, even, you know, for the green ticket, the all-access gets you into everything. All the meals are included. Look at all the speakers. I mean, it's really quite amazing. I mean, everyone from Peace Mom Cindy Sheehan being there, Yeb Sanyo, who's the chief climate negotiator for the Philippines, and he's vegan. Of course, Cindy Sheehan is vegan. Keith McHenry, founder of Food Not Bombs, great organization that feeds vegan food to the homeless, will be there. I mean, it's look at everybody. Everybody's a story. Everybody's amazing at this event. So we hope you'll be there. You can register at worldvegansummit.com. Have that great reception taking place on Friday night. I mentioned Mike Kaplan, the vegan comedian, will be performing, because this is an event where we will laugh and cry and, you know, dedicate ourselves to the animals. We're doing it for the animals. That's the foundation for it. Our love of animals and the injustice that comes with using them for any purpose, food, clothing, experimentation, entertainment. So this is where we restart a vegan movement. And check out the sample menu at worldvegansummit.com. Really fantastic. We have the Saturday evening dinner show, Soul Food for Thought, vegan outreach to people of color, with two amazing medical doctors, Dr. Milton Mills, talking about traditional diets in Africa compared to what typical diet of the African-American is today, and also Antenna Roba from Ethiopia, talking about the effects on the environment in Africa of our horrible meat, dairy, fish, and egg diet here. Check it out. Oh, you know, it's going to be great. All the speakers. We'll have Cesar Chavez celebration on Sunday. His great niece will be there. Ms. Palacio, Janelle Palacio will be there. She's vegan, inspired by Cesar Chavez, who was vegan also. And great music. We have, check out, a little the music from Blaze Mob, which will be performing Saturday night at the World Vegan Summit and Expo. Register now, World Vegan Summit and Expo. Here's what Blaze Mob will sound like at the dinner show on Saturday night. Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com, on Twitter at GoVeganRadio, Facebook, Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, and the Bob Linden pages there. And there is a World Vegan Summit and Expo Facebook page and website. You can register on the website at WorldVeganSummit.com. And one of the primary speakers at the event, Professor Gary Francione, is with us now. He does a weekly commentary at this time, sometimes a little bit earlier when we feel like we have a lot more to say. We have a lot more. We could go on forever, actually. And Professor Francione at Rutgers University, the first academic to teach animal rights theory at an American law school. The latest book is Eat Like You Care, co-written with Anna Charlton, who was the guest on last week's program, now archived at GoVeganRadio.com. And so how are you today, Professor Francione?
I'm in a state of shock, Bob, just a state of shock.
Yeah, about everything, but particular? You know,
Bob, no, just hold on a second here. I mean, first, this week, HSUS puts a coupon on its Facebook site. $1 off Good Morning Bacon print coupon. Mm-hmm. And then it says, the Humane Society of the United States Farmer Outreach, print this coupon to get $1 off crate-free bacon from Applegate. Breakfast just got tastier. Now, when I first saw this, Bob, I thought, oh, well, HSUS is you know, giving a coupon for some fake, you know, some meat analog. And, you know, and I don't eat the fake meat stuff, but, you know, I have no problem if other people want to do that. I don't like to be reminded of what meat tastes like or the texture of meat or anything. It's not something I want to think about. I ate that for the first 28 years of my life, and I don't really want to think about it, Bob. And so I don't eat meat analogs. But if other people wish to eat them, that's fine. I have no moral problem with it. But you know, I saw this, and I thought, this is a meat analog. And then I thought, but isn't Applegate like a real, you know, Applegate makes real meat products. And at first when I saw this, I thought, it can't possibly be the case that HSUS, I mean, I know that I, you know, I mean, I have major disagreements with those people, but I couldn't believe that they would be giving out a coupon to be buying real bacon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I went to my computer and I put in Applegate. Sure enough, it's real bacon. Bob, I'm sorry, but I find that absolutely shocking.
See, now, I don't know why, I'm not surprised because, you know, I'm always saying, well, HSUS has a pig farmer vice president. He kills 50,000 pigs a year. Maybe some of them wind up in the Applegate package. And I think the visual, you know, that's what's shocking. You know, you finally see the end product. You don't see Wayne Pacelli hugging a pig or me talking that there's a pig farmer vice president, but when you see the package with a coupon that says how much HSUS values the lives of animals, a dollar off.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bob. It's shocking. and then, to make matters worse, I mean, it's just like, you know, I wrote Rain Without Thunder in 1996. I thought things were bad in 1996. I thought the animal rights movement was going to hell in a handcart. But I never thought, I never, ever, in my most cynical moment, ever thought it was going to get this bad.
It gets bad by the day. Every day, every week, it gets worse.
Every day. I mean, every day, one of these groups, whether it's HSUS, or Mercy for Animals, or Compassion Over Killing, or Farm Sanctuary, or PETA. A day doesn't go by when one of these groups doesn't do something that just makes me say, wow, I never thought it would get this bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Humane Society of the United States posts this on its Facebook page. Did you know that 40,000 factory-farmed hot dogs were served at last year's Super Bowl? Make a difference by supporting humane, sustainable farmers at your own tailgate with these tips from Slow Food USA. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you go to the link that HSUS is sending you to, telling you, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. What do you see? You see, eat this meat, eat that meat, eat this meat, eat that meat, promoting the chicken wings and all these, you know, these buffalo wings or whatever these people, you know, eat, like to eat when they watch football games or whatever. And it is just shocking to me. And then HSUS posts this comment underneath that post in which they're sending you to a site that promotes meat, consumption of meat. HSUS says, HSUS supports, I'm sorry, we seek to ensure that animal production systems are humane, sustainable, and environmentally sensitive. The HSUS supports those farmers and ranchers who give proper care to their animals, act in accordance with the basic ethic of compassion to sentient creatures under their control, and practice and promote humane and environmentally sustainable agriculture. Now, I am sorry, people, if anyone is going to say that this is not a bare promotion of animal exploitation, they're crazy. They're crazy, or they don't understand English. But, I mean, there is no way, there is no way you can look at this and what HSUS is saying explicitly and not conclude this is promoting the consumption of animal products. This is putting a big, fat seal of approval from HSUS and is praising, normatively praising, morally praising the people who produce this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the quote, you link to the quote on the slow food Super Bowl foods. And so HSUS is basically saying, as it says, right, where you click from the link to HSUS on its recommendations. It says, why not buy a whole chicken from your local farmer, then cut it up and serve the parts with buffalo sauce? So that's animal rights activism right there. If people follow HSUS.
Bob, I'm sorry. I have to take issue with you because HSUS has clarified that in the same thread. They say, just to clarify, we're an animal welfare organization rather than an animal rights organization. So my dear friends out there in the animal advocacy community, please stop saying this. We're all on the same side. Not even HSUS maintains we're all on the same side. They say they're an animal welfare organization. An animal welfare organization, for those of you who do not understand that concept, is an organization, the animal welfare position is the position that it is morally acceptable to exploit non-human animals as long as you treat them, quote, humanely, end quote. That is the animal welfare position. That is HSUS's position. That is the position, as far as I'm concerned, of all of the major animal protection organizations in this country. They are all animal welfare organizations. They all promote the idea that it's acceptable to exploit non-human animals as long as you do so compassionately and you try to minimize the harm that you inflict on these animals. And for these organizations to say they don't promote happy exploitation, that's simply wrong. That's simply wrong as a factual matter. They all do. And so this business that we're all on the same side, no, we're not all on the same side. I think this is obscene. I don't think we should use animals at all. I think we should abolish animal exploitation, and I think we should be promoting veganism as a moral baseline, not simply as a way of reducing suffering, but as a way of promoting justice, the minimal justice that we owe to all of the sentient beings that occupy this planet. And by the way, Bob, I have to ask you a question because I'm confused. What do they mean? Well, I mean, I don't understand what these HSUS types mean.
Oh, you expect me to go into their mind? Okay, let me try. What's the question?
All of these animal welfare people talk about sustainable. I mean, sustainable? You kill an animal.
It's fiction. It's more fiction. But it's all fiction, though. So, you know, I mean, there's no sustainable, you know, there's nothing sustainable, you know, I mean, about raising animals. I mean,
is the idea that if you raise happy animals, that's sustainable, but factory farmed animals aren't sustainable? Is that
right?
The idea? I don't understand what they
may mean environmentally. I mean, I think that's an environmental reference, but the fact is that it's not sustainable compared to, you know, the resources squandered and all compared to growing foods vegans would eat. You know, I mean, there's no comparison. I mean, we're destroying the environment. It's not sustainable, but they're giving the word to it. That's the whole thing. It's part of their seal of approval that, you know, makes it all acceptable. But I played some clips earlier in the show today that were very interesting from an interview last week with Paul Sauder, who is, I think he's president of the American Egg Board, and he was in an interview with Paul Shapiro. And during this interview, Sauder said that the Egg Man Sauder, works with HSUS together. He said that if HSUS has an account that's looking for cage-free eggs, they come to us and we supply them with cage-free eggs. So, I mean, HSUS is in the purchasing, you know, is involved directly, apparently, with the purchase of eggs. And in the same interview, Paul Sauter came on and said that egg consumption is at a 30-year high, and he credits Meatless Mondays for it. So, you know, that's why I came on and said I'm going full attack on Meatless Mondays. That's proven to be a disaster too for the chickens now.
Look, Meatless Monday. Although I get a lot of, as you know, I've been speaking against Meatless Monday from the very inception of Meatless Monday, and have taken a good deal of flack from animal people who say, "Oh, it's a step in the right direction." No, it ain't, folks. It's not a step in the right direction. It's a step in the very wrong direction. By the way, Bob, I don't know if you saw the email I copied you on earlier, but earlier today I wrote to Paul Shapiro at HSUS.
Let's hold that thought. You wrote to Paul Shapiro. Okay. We'll save it for after the break. We'll continue. Professor Francione tried to contact HSUS spokeslawyer Paul Shapiro today. Let's hear what that's about after the break on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com. Register now, WorldVeganSummit.com. Continue on Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden at GoVeganRadio.com. Please register now at WorldVeganSummit.com. Any vegan who still can support HXU Eggs in any way is in need of serious rehab, which we'll have going at the World Vegan Summit and Expo as HXU Eggs and United Egg Producers and the Egg Board want to thank you. If you have worked on Meatless Mondays, they would like to thank you for making egg consumption at its highest in 30 years, and the Egg Board actually credits Meatless Mondays for doing it because meatless did not mean vegan. Meatless meant let's eat eggs, right, Professor Francione? Pretty crazy.
Meatless means, according to these people, I've seen on some of these animal threads, some of these animal pages, people on threads talking about how they were observing Meatless Monday by eating fish.
Yeah, so, see, of course.
I wrote to Paul Shapiro today, Bob, and I asked him. I said, Paul, why don't you come on with me on Bob's show? Because obviously we don't agree on this, and I think you're promoting animal exploitation. So why don't you come on and tell me why I'm wrong about that? And I actually also put that on the thread. I put that invitation that I said, Paul, I sent you an email. Really would love to have you come on to Bob's show and tell me how I'm off base on this. And I never heard from Paul. And my comment was deleted from the thread. I should say my comment was deleted from the thread, but comments like, I started doing Meatless Monday in 2015, and now I only buy meat from small local farms or places like Whole Foods. And I think this page is great. It's a great information source for people who have compassion for animals but aren't ready to go vegan yet. Another comment, my favorite is the buffalo chicken. It doesn't take very much extra time to cut up a whole chicken, and it's much more economical. That, along with chili and chili cheese nachos made with locally raised beef, that's another thing, this locally raised business, makes for a really good start to the Super Bowl. Those are the comments that HSUS thinks are okay. But my putting a comment, a completely respectful comment, saying, Paul, I sent you an email. I'd like you to come on to Bob's show with me tonight and tell me how it is that I'm off base when I say that you all are promoting animal exploitation. He deletes the comment. Mm-hmm. So that's where we are. But, you know, it's enough to make your head explode. I mean, when animal organizations are giving out coupons for a dollar off on Applegate pork, and are advocating sites that are
are explicitly promoting the consumption of meat. And you have HSUS basically saying, we're in favor of farmers who give proper care to their animals. Got news for you, Paul. There is no proper care when you're slaughtering animals. The whole idea of proper care when you're exploiting animals, when you're raising them and killing them for food, makes no sense whatsoever. There's no such thing as proper care. It all involves suffering. It all involves death.
Well, and it starts. It always starts with a rape. You know what I mean? So to produce other animals, they have to be raped. So right from the start, how can there be proper care when the starting action is raping an animal to produce more animals? Right?
And you know, as far as Meatless Monday is concerned, remember something. Eggs have the highest rate of death, animal death per 1,000 calories, than any other animal food except chicken. So if you stop eating beef and pork and you ramp up on the eggs, you're actually responsible for more animal death. I mean, I don't think we should look at it in terms of those numbers. I don't think you should be eating anything that comes from an animal. But the bottom line is, the whole Meatless Monday thing is not only morally bankrupt, but it's logically idiotic, to put it mildly. And I just think in all of this, you know, all of this, you know, the one thing that you can say is that HSUS is one big yoke. I'm sorry, that's my egg joke for this evening. But
I'm calling them HXUX now. I don't know.
I know. But you know. But look, there's a serious dimension to this, and this is why people come to the World Vegan Summit. You know, we have got to do, and we are. We're building it now. We're building a grassroots movement. You know, that's going to just work around these organizations. These organizations are not part of the solution. They're the problem.
They are
the problem.
Yeah, definitely.
I think, you know, we're going to be doing a lot of good work at the World Vegan Summit
and Expo. Register now.
Seeing you all there.
Register now. WorldVeganSummit.com. See you there.